I'm Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We love dogs on this program, and the author of The Painted Pilgrim is our guest. The main character in her book is a dog, Pellegrino, and Pellegrino is a pink dog. It's a children's book that covers pet adoption, less than attractive dogs, and asks who will love them. Looks at the importance of shelters and that incredible bond that exists between human beings and dogs. The author, Dale Ryan, says some 5 million dogs will enter a shelter this year and 3.5 million will not make it out. She hopes that her book will inspire more dog adoptions, especially of dogs that aren't perfect or pure breeds, such as mutts, less favored breeds, or those with a handicap or a perceived shortcoming. Dale is a dog-loving photographer and a writer. Her first book was Sleeping with a Beast, a coffee table photo essay book. She's involved with the Little Guild of St. Francis in Cornwall, Connecticut, which is a dog shelter that provides a safe haven for dogs and cats until they're adopted. She has owned some 15 dogs over the years, has two sons and two dogs, although she has had as many as five at one time, and she lives in Litchfield, Connecticut. I just want to say this, that we are also in our winter membership drive, and for those of you who love dogs and love children and love children and dogs, what could be better? We are offering as a thank you gift for those of you who can pledge at $120, Dale Ryan's book. It's a lovely story, The Painted Pilgrim, and the dog is, Pellegrino, is on the cover, and indeed is a pink dog. So that's that story. And, well, I'll tell you something else about KP's picture and his story, which we'll ask him to tell you in a little while. Go to our Facebook page shortly. I'll tell you more about it. We'll be welcoming phone calls. I know many of you listening love dogs, and many of you have adopted rescue dogs, and you always tell us inspirational stories when we get on topics like this. So feel free to join our conversation this hour. Our phone number is 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655 for you to join our on-air conversation with Dale Ryan. Hi, Dale. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me, Kathleen.
Yeah. And what a lovely book it is, too. I love the cover of it. It's just a really good story about friendship and outcasts, and it can extend, actually, beyond the animal world, can't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. I mean, it's designed for everyone who wants to be an advocate and someone who definitely needs an advocate.
Yeah. Well, let's start with these numbers before we talk about the book. These are a huge, huge number of dogs that you cite who are put in shelters every year, and so many of them never make their way out. Why are so many in shelters, Dale?
Well, because I just think there's so much breeding of dogs, and there are so many unwanted dogs for a variety of reasons. One is actually misplacement. We live in a society where people are moving all the time. And sometimes people have to give up their animals, their cats, their horses, whatever, to a shelter. The second reason has to do with insurance companies, for example. You know, some people will not insure to someone who wants to lease or rent a place because they may have a specific kind of dog, or they just don't want the dogs in the house. Because, you know, there are so many reasons why there are so many dogs in shelters. And the whole point is to stop this from happening. And I think we're getting better, but we still have a long way to go.
So part of the purpose of the book really is to inspire people to adopt a dog, right?
Oh, without a doubt. That's the number one purpose, is adoption is a wonderful thing. And what I have found since I've done the second book, The Painted Pilgrim, is people who come up to me and they say, I just want you to know I adopted my dog. I didn't buy my dog. I adopted my dog. I saved a life. And people really are into this, and they're realizing that these dogs need to be saved. The other thing that I found while I was writing this book, which I always felt, but I didn't realize how passionately I felt about it, I really dislike the word pet. I do not think of my dogs as pets, for example. They are my companions.
Yes.
And so I really think it's language that's going to change how we perceive animals and the big picture, because if you take the word pet, pet equals it, it equals object, and it's very easy for people then to kind of get away from the idea that dogs have feelings, emotions, et cetera. And I think it really starts through education, and that's one of the reasons why I wrote this book, was because I was aiming this for children so they could get a better understanding about what it's like to be in a shelter through the dog's eyes.
Right.
And realize that they're looking for caretakers, and they're looking to be companions to families. And that's basically the theme or the purpose behind the book.
Yeah, well, you more than succeeded when it came to what your purpose is. It's just a lovely story. And it's really good to write a children's book like that. I just liked it. What made a pink dog pop into your head?
Well, I guess it's more of a right. Well, there are a couple things that happened. Both Sleeping with the Beast and The Painted Pilgrim were inspired by trips that I made to England. And so, but I realized when I decided to write about the Painted Pilgrim, my first thought was the centennial of World War One, and talking about certain breeds of dogs that are just not wanted in our society, or not as much, let's put it that way. I guess it's a fair way of phrasing it. And the thing that I've learned about dogs is, and this has also been through my own experience, is that people misinterpret aggression with intelligence. And it's interesting that, for example, war dogs, I mean, I was fascinated when I found that there were 20,000 dogs that had served in World War One, and they were on all kinds of missions. And we know that presently what we're trying to do with government is to get dogs recognized as veterans because they fought a war. You know, they fought in the on the battlefield. So I think all these things are changing. But as a writer, I had to think of, well, I have to introduce an unusual breed of dog. So this dog just happens to be a completely pink dog. We have no idea where its DNA came from. And therefore, I thought that was a good way to start off the book, was by introducing this character named Pellegrino, whose name means traveler from afar. And no one really knows anything about him, though we do know that there are a couple of people who would really like to get a hold of him and do some nasty things to him.
Yes.
And we know that there's a lot of exploitation of dogs as well. So, and the idea of being pink was kind of interesting because the one thing that has resonated from this is that children love the idea of adopting a pink dog.
kids don't
have prejudices. You know, they're very, very open to everything that's new and different. And they, with, you know, welcome arms, love the idea of a pink dog.
And as Pellegrino is called by Belle, the Chihuahua who's in the book, who wears a permanent scar on her face, as you write, she says to Pellegrino, "You are the coolest dog that I have ever seen." I love that.
Well, that's the other part that I loved about it. From a writer's perspective, writing this book, I love playing the characters of these dogs.
I would imagine.
And I guess that's because I live with dogs, and I kind of look at them and I sometimes say to them, "I know what you're thinking." You know, and it was so much fun for me. And at the same time, trying to make a point about how important adoption is, that prejudice is alive and kicking in our society, and until we break all these myths and rules and whatever, well, we stop having, you know, so many numbers of dogs and cats being euthanized.
Right. And it also gives us empathy, I think the book does, the animals for each other and us for the animals. You write about the pink dog, Pellegrino, meeting a new pack of friends, and they're telling their stories of where they came from. And just this sentence sort of got to me. So many of us have come from unpleasant places. I mean, really unpleasant places, and they're dogs, you know? They have no control, really, of where they can go into a family. They're dogs. We have to invite them in, and they've been in some really bad places, and that's so unfair to them.
No, it is unfair, and that was my favorite character, is actually Buddha. I had a Buddha in my life, and so I had to put this character into the book because Buddha expresses very much how grateful he's in to be in the shelter, how awful his life was, how he was treated, and yet, you know, he's waiting for someone to come along and finally say, "I'll take you home."
Mm-hmm. Tell me about your dogs.
Oh, right now I have, well, when I wrote Sleeping with the Beast, I had a pack of dogs. I had five of them. Now I have two dogs. I have Clementine and Rupert. And Clementine, I think I misnamed because I really think she reminds me of, if she could be any character in this world, she would be Mae West. She's really something else. And then I have Rupert, who seems to live up to his name. He's quite elegant. He's very independent. He'd rather be left alone than to be bothered with, I think. But they're wonderful. I mean, that's the one thing about our dogs. And I guess I'm going to go back to what I said earlier about this word pet. These are my companions. I am their companion.
Yes, I know.
How would I ever look at them as pets? They're my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the irony of all of this. I remember reading somewhere, and it basically, I'm going to paraphrase it the best I can. You can tell how well a society is doing by looking at its dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes back to that man, dogs, you know, dogs are man's best friends. And if we're not taking care of our dogs, how well are we taking care of our society? They do reflect one another.
Yes, they do. We're going to welcome phone calls for our guest, who is the author of The Painted Pilgrim, a lovely children's book, although children's books are for those of us who are no longer children but feel as though we are most days. Dale Ryan is our guest, and she's also the author of Sleeping with the Beast. She has two dogs who are her companions who are from shelters as well. And I think that probably many of you do as well. We're looking at the importance of shelters, why we have certain kinds of beliefs about dogs, and we need them to complement who we are. So we need pretty dogs, or we need dogs that will make us be tough and strong. And we don't go for dogs who may be damaged in some way or may not be a traditional idea of handsome or of beautiful. Why don't we give them more respect, and why don't we adopt more of them, and why do so many of them never find homes? Well, that's what we're talking about this hour of the show with Dale. And here is how you reach us. 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. And we'd like to talk to you. Have you adopted a dog? Have you adopted a companion? We'd like to hear your stories. This is the chance to talk about your dogs. KP has a great story about his dog, and so we'll ask him to tell it in just a moment. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Just a reminder that we are in our winter membership drive, and for those of you who can pledge at $120, you will receive a story of The Painted Pilgrim, Pellegrino, by Dale Ryan. It's a children's book. There's a picture of the pink dog on the front, and it teaches children about shelters and families and the human bond and loving something that's different than you are. There are a lot of life lessons that we get from our pets and our dogs in particular. So, oh, and how do you pledge? You ask, may I answer? 888-202-2552. Simple. KP Whaley is joining me in our studios in Milwaukee. We want to let you know that we thank you for your gifts, and they make a huge difference. So please step up and be counted as a supporter. 888-202-2552. And if I may go off, it's not off message, it's on message too. But KP and I are huge dog supporters, and KP has this dog Lucky. Actually, KP has a lot of dogs in his life, but Lucky is the one we know, and he has posted a picture, I asked him, of KP and Lucky on our Facebook page, The Kathleen Dunn Show, because Lucky is a rescue dog and a marvelous human being. That's how I think of dogs. A marvelous dog who we all here know very well. And I want you to tell his story.
He's a great companion, right?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Lucky's a rescue. I was on vacation in Puerto Rico on the beach. and we hopped into a shelter. And there were just so many dogs that were dying, dying for attention, and Lucky was just kind of one in the. He got kind of stepped on by all the other dogs, and kind of went off in the corner and said, "I don't want to buy for attention." So he just sat in the corner, and then of course I was immediately drawn to him. So, but yeah, there's a picture of Lucky at right in front of the rescue on Vieques Island in Puerto Rico,
and now he's at your house,
and he is experiencing winters like we have today.
he's a wonderful dog. And he was kind of beat up when you found him.
Yeah, he definitely had a lot of hair missing. His tail was pretty much just bare. Mm. And now he's really happy and healthy, and he's a very, very sweet dog.
He's like, a very sweet dog.
He couldn't be sweeter.
Yeah, and really well behaved. Well, here's to you and Lucky and to shelter dogs
everywhere.
So post
everywhere. Your picture, too. Maybe you have a pink dog
or a
shelter
excellent
dog.
Excellent idea.
It's maybe
excellent
not
idea.
The most pretty, but is a loving dog, and we'd love to see your
we sure
dog
would.
On our Facebook page.
We sure would. And that's the Kathleen Dunn Show. Please post them. It'll be great to look at them when we get off the air. Well, we are in this winter membership drive, and last hour, we had a great hour, really interesting conversation, and we had how many pledges?
We had 47 pledges
47.
Last hour, so we
terrific.
Met goal. Thank you, everyone, for doing that.
Very nice. Yeah, and our goal this hour is to get 45 pledges, and we have 5 right now, so we're off and running. To help us meet the goal, though, you need to give. And you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, we do need 40 pledges more this hour, so go to the phones now, 888-202-2552. Or you can pledge online, support the station you love, and help us meet our goal at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You enjoy this program, Joy Cardine shows, or a pastor on your health, wait, don't tell me. We give you a window on the world like nobody else. So support all of these shows with your contribution, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
You know, you give to WPR to help support the programs. But as an added incentive, we do have something special right now. As Kathleen mentioned, it's The Painted Pilgrim by Dale Ryan, mm-hmm. our guest today. And it's yours when you give a gift of $120 or more. If you think about that, it's only $10 a month. You can ask for it now when you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I know you're going to like it. Well, we can have you go to WPR.org, 888-202, and make everybody happy. It's a place you go for your pledge during this winter membership drive. Your gift, $10, $15 a month, it's the right amount.
That's right. Listeners, do make up the make the programs here on Wisconsin Public Radio worthwhile, but it's really members that make the programs possible. You get all these great shows because members kick in a large portion of our budget. In fact, it's the single largest part of the budget. And you can join all of those members as well by becoming a member at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. All we need is a gift of $5 a month.
People often talk about the high quality of life in this state, great state parks, respected universities, system, wonderful libraries. Wisconsin Public Radio has been around for a long time, almost 100 years, and it's also part of the high quality of life here in Wisconsin. Help pay for this quality with your donation. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And giving to WPR is very, very easy. All we need is your name, some contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay it. You can make a one-time gift, or even better yet, you can become an automatic sustaining donor by having those donations directly come from your bank account. You can choose how you want to give and then choose to do it. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
I love Jason from Greendale says, WPR is the best source of news in the entire state. When I'm filthy rich, I will donate more. Which is great. When you're filthy rich, if you are, we hope you can donate more. But your gift of any amount, you know, $5 a month or $100 a month, whatever you can do, filthy rich or not, is the right amount to give. The important thing to make that pledge now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And a reminder, we are looking for 40 more pledges still in the next 32 minutes or so. So your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 will help us meet that goal and support the programs that you count on.
And as an added bonus, all of you dog lovers, please, this is the hour to pledge. And it goes beyond dog lovers, too. Those of you who love children and mm-hmm. books. Well, we got just about everybody now. You should pledge this hour because we will send you The Painted Pilgrim. It's about a pink dog, Pellegrino, and his pack at the animal shelter and how he ultimately gets adopted by this wonderful man who also has some, not physical disabilities, but some skin problems of his own. So he identifies with a dog, and it's just an endearing story. And if you love dogs, you know, It's a good hour to pledge. And how do you do it, KP? How do you pledge?
It's very easy.
It
just
is.
Go online,
yep.
Type in WPR.org.
Okay.
Or get on your phone and dial 888-202-2552.
Great. Thank you very much. And here's to Lucky. Here's to all the dogs. Here's to dog lovers. Pledge this hour, please. And we're going to welcome phone calls for Dale. Dale Ryan is our guest, author of The Painted Pilgrim. And our phone number on air is 800-486-8655. And let's go to phone calls, all right? Carol in Green Bay. Hi, Carol.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. How are you, Carol?
I'm fine. Thank you, Dale. Congratulations on your book.
Oh, thank you,
Carol. You know, I love all your shows, Kathleen, but I really dig the dog shows.
Good, so do I.
when I was growing up, we didn't have pets in our house. Well, my sister won one at a raffle one time, but then jumped on my mom and ran her nylons, and we couldn't have any more pets.
Oh.
And it was the whole deal with shedding and, you know, stuff like this. And when we go to people's homes and they had pets, I don't know how old I was, pretty little though, you know, and you touch the dog, pet the dog, and my mother would always whisper, make sure you wash your hands after you touch the dog. So several years ago, but it is still pretty recent history, I was caring for a woman and her family had this little golden retriever puppy, Bailey. And there I was washing my hands until they were raw. You know, I didn't think any dog was cute. I just thought dogs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because Bailey was so happy to see me every single day. And now
right.
I'm everybody's favorite dog sitter.
Right.
That's wonderful.
Know? And I'm Bailey's Aunt Carol.
Aww.
And that dog just brings so much joy into my life. And I can't believe that I was in my 50s before I realized how much good they do us. And when I was diagnosed with my MS during that time, it was Bailey who gave me so much extra love. And I couldn't understand that. How could she know? And she seemed
they
to.
They know so much,
so
girl.
I just,
that's
you know, good. Want you to know that. You know, any kind of a dog. I can't have dogs because I rent, and I'm planning to get a cat. I also sit for cats now. But there was a German Shepherd, too, a woman I was caring for, and her daughter said, you have to be careful for Ronnie here, even though Ronnie at the time was 11 years old and just passed in a very bad way, actually, this past September. But I got along with Ronnie within days, and I get along with all these pets now. And, you know, I think they just know that I really love them, and it just means so much to me. So that's the reason I call.
Oh, thank you. What a great caller. Dale.
Oh, Carol, I think I'm so sorry that your mom wouldn't let you touch animals when you were little, but these are the myths we were all brought up with. I mean, this is the problem that you know, so many of us, I remember when we were raised with dogs as kids, the dogs weren't allowed in the house. And I just decided to break that old rule. I was just like, this is nonsense. So when I became an adult and could live on my own, the first thing I did was I changed, you know, I wanted dogs in my life, and I wanted them to live in the house. So I can empathize where you're coming from with your mother's perception of dogs. I understand it completely.
Mm-hmm. There is a character in the book, an elderly visitor who visits the shelter, never married, never had children, but dogs have always been a part of her life. And you write about her, that they fill a void that people could not fill, and a dog was found that she could have in her lap. How true it is that companions for people who are disabled, people who are in, as we're just beginning to realize, the wonders they do in institutionalized settings and helping people who have days to live, and people who are withdrawn, they are incredible companions, and they're important in keeping people from being lonely.
I think dogs are very magical. They do something to us that people just cannot. It's as simple as that. It's amazing when someone was telling me about doctors finding that dogs who, people who had high blood pressure, once they got a dog, their blood pressure naturally just went down. I mean, so when you hear stories like that, you think, you know, there's something more to dogs than, you know, the usual thought of, oh, they're cute, they're sweet, you know, they're supposed to take our commands, et cetera, and so forth. But there is something about dogs that people cannot do for us. And I think part of it is that
we can expose ourselves and talk to dogs in a manner and be with animals, for that matter, in a way that we can't with other people. It's like we always have to be on stage with people. And with dogs, we don't have to do that.
How true. Thank you, Carol, so much for your call. Let's go to Amy in Eau Claire. Hi, Amy.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Amy. I just wanted to comment that I am a proud owner of a pit bull mix who was rescued from an animal shelter.
What kind of mix? I didn't hear what you said, Amy.
Oh, sorry. We're actually coming from the dog park.
Oh.
He is a pit bull.
Uh-huh.
Mix. So, yeah.
And what's her name?
He's a really great dog.
What's her name or his name, and how did you find him?
His name is Pretty Boy, and I was working at the animal shelter, and he was abandoned in the middle of the night.
Oh. Yeah. So how long have you had him?
We've had him for about 2 years, and he was used either as a bait dog or a fighting dog, as he has marks all over his body.
Mm.
But I just wanted to let everybody know that they shouldn't fear pit bulls. Pit bulls are a wonderful breed, and unfortunately, they're the number one dog that is killed in shelters around the world.
Yeah, right. There are so many in shelters. Can you post a picture of him on our Facebook page, Amy?
I sure can.
That would be great.
You know, Amy, yeah. I wanted to tell you something that I learned when I was in England. It's really fascinating. At the end of the Edwardian period, going into World War I, because people were going into service and jobs were changing, the one thing that was really fascinating to me of a job that was created for taking care of children was that the nanny no longer existed. And it was the pit bull that guarded and took care of the children. And there were a number of comments that were made back in 1914, 1915, that the pit bulls were much better at taking care of the children than the actual human nanny. So I really think it's awful that we take in dogs that have done so many good things for people and have demonized them 100 years later. I mean, it's remarkable that intelligent dogs have been used in such an aggressive manner.
Yeah, or that people would have the audacity to get these dogs and fight with them or make sure that they would become, you know, attack dogs so that, you know, people can be tough. There are some very bad owners out there.
Well, that's the problem. It's like they should. They're the ones who shouldn't be. I mean, the dogs shouldn't be incarcerated. It should probably be the ones who are so horrible and dreadful, and their behavior is wrong towards these animals. And I'm often astonished by some of the stories that I hear. I mean, it's wonderful to hear Amy's story about how she knew that this pit bull was in such a bad place, but look what she's managed to do with him. I mean,
absolutely.
She just adores them and loves them. And I go back to this whole theory that I have, which is, I think is more than a theory, is that we confuse aggressive dogs with intelligent dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And really, really, I mean, think about Shepherds, think about Dobermans, think about all these different dogs who have a place and a role because they're so smart. And yet we have some ghastly, awful people out there who will do things to traumatize these dogs to make them bad dogs opposed to being these brilliant, bright dogs that they should be.
Absolutely. Our guest this hour, and for your pledge of $120, we're happy to send you her lovely book that's filled with important lessons for children and adults. It's The Painted Pilgrim. It's about a pink dog, Pellegrino, who finds his way into an animal shelter and his pack of friends and his ultimate adoption after some harrowing experiences. Dale Ryan is the author of the book, and for your gift of $120, we'll be happy to sell you The Tale of the Painted Pilgrim. So here's how you do that. It's WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You are listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Your gift right now of any amount makes a huge difference to us. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And we are looking for about 36 more pledges in the next less than 30 minutes to stay on track this hour. And your support really does help the station stay strong. Help pay for the Kathleen Dunn Show when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, you know, at the end of the hour, and I've been doing this for so many years, you'll often hear the guests say, or when we're off the air, thank you for your great listeners. And you are. I mean, how, you know, people who are at the dog parks with their dogs they adopted from the animal shelter. I mean, really, you're just the best. You're thoughtful, active listeners, and we thank you for contributing to the quality of WPR programs. And with all of your questions and comments, it's lively, it's good. Thank you for your financial support as well. It makes it all possible. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And this hour, you can choose The Painted Pilgrim, the book that we're featuring today by Dale Ryan, our guest, as a thank you gift for your pledge of $120 or more. That's a $10 a month pledge, less than Netflix, probably.
Right.
And your pledge will help support this program and all the programs that you enjoy. And you can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We do, of course, appreciate business contributions and federal and state dollars, but listener support is the single largest source of WPR's budget. Your contribution really matters. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
I'm John Nevins from Janesville, Wisconsin, and today I'd like to just share a little bit about why public radio means something to me. As a young boy, I listened to the radio quite a bit because we didn't have television. And I remember laying many times on a Saturday morning in front of the radio and listening to the programming and imagining that I was with the Lone Ranger or with whoever it was that was on the radio. And my parents forbid me to listen to the Green Hornet, but we used to sneak off and do it anyway.
He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America.
Today I don't have to sneak off at all. I listen to it daily in the kitchen as I fix breakfast in the morning and at noon when I'm fixing dinner. It's a very special part of my life, and I am very, very proud to be a member of WPR and to be here today to share that thanks with the organization.
Thanks very much to you. That was nice. You may have heard that Wisconsin is having a debate about the level of funding for Wisconsin public broadcasting, and it could lead to a significant decrease in state support. And that funding has been essential to delivering programs like this one throughout the state.
And Wisconsin Public Broadcasting is working hard to address this challenge as the budget process goes forward. And listener support continues to be a vital part of the WPR budget. So your donation is more important than ever. So go now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and make your pledge of support.
Whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
And
whatever your reason is for listening to Wisconsin, exactly. I'm picking it up. Don't worry. Wisconsin Public Radio. This program may be a reason for giving. Maybe it's the news. Maybe it's talk about all of the topics. Maybe you love the weekend shows.
Maybe you love dogs and you want to make a pledge.
Oh, of course you love doggies.
Maybe you love dogs. And now is a good time to pledge because you can pick up the Painted Pilgrim as well for a pledge of $120 or more. That's $10 a month. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can also think about this sustaining membership. It's a gift that keeps on giving. Your membership doesn't have an expiration date, and it's because the monthly deductions from your bank account or the charges on your credit or debit card will automatically renew each year. It's the gift that keeps on giving. You can become a sustainer at WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
You know, you've made a habit of listening to WPR. Now we'd like you to make a habit of donating. It's a good habit to have and a habit that you can be proud of. So get started today. You can help with your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
35 more pledges to go, all you animal lovers. You make the programs you rely on possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And ask for the book, The Painted Pilgrim, by Dale Ryan. With your pledge of $120, That's $10 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And your pledge makes a difference. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. Go to our Facebook page, too, and see a picture of KP and Lucky. And also put your pictures of your...
That's right. We already have people putting pictures. We got about five or six, seven pictures already up.
Oh, so. Go and see the doggies then. Yeah. All of your shelter dogs, the dogs that you've adopted. And maybe we can get some people to think about going to the shelter and finding a home for your new companion. You'll be forever happy you did. You really will. You will be so happy. So our Facebook page is The Kathleen Dent Show. Our guest this hour is Dale Ryan, and Dale is author of The Painted Pilgrim, which is about a shelter dog, a pink shelter dog, who, as you can imagine, some may want to exploit the dog, and some just think that he's way too weird. And his companions, he does ultimately find a place to live, a wonderful home. And we're welcoming phone calls for Dale. 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655 is our number. And we have a lot of people calling in. Lois is calling in DeForest. Hi, Lois.
Hi, Kathleen. I have four cat friends that I have adopted. Oh. And so when I see a cat on the side of the road or somewhere in the field, I have a number that people can call so that they can be taken to a safe place. It is the Dane County Sheriff's Office. And also we have a clinic in DeForest that will take in cats that are brought to them, you know, that people find that don't have a home. So just because you might have cats who may be listening, don't just leave them there on the roadside. Call someone or pick them up and take them somewhere where they can be safe.
Oh, that's nice. That's an important message. Dale.
Sure is. That's a very important message to make sure that if you can't take care of your animal, to get in touch with the shelter. There are all kinds of shelters out there, and get your dog or cat to a shelter that... And I would specifically try to look for non-kill shelters, too. Remember, there's all kinds of shelters out there. The Painted Pilgrim is actually about a non-kill shelter. And there are a lot more shelters like that. So whatever you can do, try, especially in this cold weather, we don't want animals just kind of wandering around and lost and vulnerable. I know where I live, we have lots of coyotes, and I'm sure you have coyotes out in Wisconsin. But and we have a lot of bear hair as well. So it's really important to make sure that they do find some shelter.
Mm-hmm.
So animals need shelter and people need shelters.
How true. So there are more and more non-kill shelters now, Dale?
Well, there are more than there were. I mean, and also I think if you look at the demographics of the country, I mean, I know that a lot of shelters up north are trying to get more dogs from the south up. So it really, I mean, as I said, all this is about education. It's about... educating people about the fact that dogs have hearts, have souls, and have great purpose in our lives. And the problem is we just need more people to be open to the idea of adoption. We need, one of your call-ins mentioned something about, you know, where they were living, that they couldn't have animals. And that's because so many people who own property don't necessarily want to run out to people who have animals, and it's about time that these things changed, and it's in the betterment of for everyone if we're more open to for having a new companion in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lois, thanks for your call. Cindy in Fox Cities, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, there's a bumper sticker I see that every time I see it, it brings tears to my eyes, and it is the bumper sticker that says "Who rescued who."
Oh.
Oh, that is
I know
great.
You refer to yourself as your companions, but I refer to myself as the mother of my animals because I have to feed them and clothe them and house them and educate them and entertain them, and I hope they never grow up and I hope they never leave home.
Oh, I love that. No, well, that's true. We are. We're mothers to them. We're companions to them. We're caretakers to them. It's amazing the different roles that we play in their lives. And actually, play is actually a bad word as far as I'm concerned. I shouldn't say play, but we are in reality. I mean, we are their mothers, their caretakers, their companions. And that's really important. And at the same time, what they do for us, they take care of us in a way that no matter what we do for them, never quite measures up to as much as they give back to us.
Absolutely. What a great caller.
Great.
Yeah, thank you so much for your call. We have this email message. Don't forget, from Lori from Stillwater, don't forget about cats. My cat just passed away last month, and she was my best friend and companion for 20 years.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear the loss. That's terrible. Oh, that's true, too. I mean, the two most domesticated animals and that are allowed in our lives seem to be cats and dogs, and yes, and we shouldn't forget cats as well.
Absolutely.
That's correct.
Yeah. Brenda is next in Jefferson. Hi, Brenda.
Oh, hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
I want to just call and agree with you and your guests that our pets certainly have a heart and a soul. And this is regarding my passed away. Her name was Gracie.
Oh.
She was a rescue. We got her from Wager, the Wisconsin organization for adoption of golden retrievers, who got her from the it was a dog farm that raised dogs for selling, and she grew up in a cage, and I used to take her to the dog parks, and you have not lived until you've seen a dog who has never been on grass.
Oh my.
That they do have a heart and a soul, and they have, needless to say, what they give to us. But if you can see something like that, it just makes your heart grow.
What happened? What happened when she was on grass?
Oh, I'm sorry, Kathleen.
What happened when on grass for the first time?
Oh. Well, the first time she was a little afraid. She wasn't quite sure. She used to cower. She would get down on her knees almost. But after we'd gone to the dog park in Jefferson County, which is a great dog park, she would almost get a smile on her face. She would run with abandon. She was so happy. And this is a dog that grew up in a kennel. We got her when she's about 4 years old. And
wow.
She had never been outside.
Goodness.
She had never been, you know, never had that opportunity.
Mm.
So anybody who ever thinks about adopting, I fully endorse it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best thing in the world.
Oh, it
she
sounds
was a
like
beautiful
it.
Dog. Truly a Gracie.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks
Thank
for the
you.
Program. I'm
Thank
a sustaining
you.
Member.
This Thank
is
you.
My first time calling, and I love your program.
Thank you so much. Thanks for being a sustaining
Thanks, Kathleen.
Member. Thanks for everything. Thanks for rescuing Gracie. And
yeah, thank you for rescuing Gracie. Yeah, see, dogs are designed to be free. I mean, the idea of being in a cage for 4 years is awful, isn't it? It just breaks your heart.
I know. It sure
thank
does.
Thank God Casey came along and rescued her. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. Greg in Waukesha. Hi.
Hi, Kathleen. I have a question for your guest.
Sure.
I really want to love animals. I really do. Right now we have a cat staying with us. And my thing is I'm totally blind. And so I'm afraid of some of the unpredictability of animals. But I really, like, I feel bad when I hear of a dog or cat or, you know, anything like that passing away. And I really... And I hope you can hear my sincerity. I really want to love, you know, want to love and not be afraid of animals and the fear of them, you know, jumping on me. People, at least if they're going to jump on you, they'll let you know, but animals, I'm just afraid of what they're going to do. I wonder if you have one or two quick tips for me to get over. And this has been a lifelong fear. I actually had a dog when I was born. And I would cower in my crib, and I would cry, and, you know, things like that. And now it's to the point where I can't even go to people's houses who have animals anymore. Someone asked me over for dinner, and my question is, do do you have a dog? And my fear just limits me. So I wonder if you have any suggestions.
My first suggestion, because I have a friend who is blind and has been since birth and has had a series of dogs who are her lifeline, who are incredible animals. Not that you need to get a therapy dog for you, although they are amazing, but if you could meet with her and meet her dogs, it would be marvelous, because both of you are blind and she depends on a dog. And if you want to get a hold of me somehow, how can we do this? I can get him in touch with, yeah, if you can call, work it out with Katie. Katie will work all this out for you. I don't know how to do it, but I'll try to get the two of you together, which would be very nice, because I think that would be helpful. Dale, how can he get over his fear? It can happen. You can get over it.
Well, yes, but I see where he's coming from, but I absolutely agree with you. I think that a therapy dog would be really, really important.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've already been trained to work with those who cannot, for example, that can't see, so therefore they would help you, set you up with the dog that would help to be your guide. And that would be a lovely relationship for both of you.
Right. It is an extraordinary thing to behold.
I think it's fascinating to me when I go into New York, for example, and I see people who are blind, and beside them are their companion, their friend, the dog that is taking care of them. And it warms the heart, and you can sense the love between the dog and the person who's relying on this dog to take care of them. And I love the fact that you express that you want to love animals and you want to have this experience.
Yeah.
Well, that can be taken care of for you. You just have to do a little research, and you will find that dog that will help you.
Right. If you want to, you can do it. And I'll just try to have the two of you talk by phone. So that'd be great. Call, and we'll try to work it out. Dale Ryan, The Painted Pilgrim, is her book. Thank you, Dale, so much for being with us. We've got to make some money now, so thank you. Thanks for the book. Thanks.
Oh, you're more than welcome, Kathleen. It's been a pleasure being on your show.
Thanks. Yeah, it was fun. And for a thank you gift for those who can pledge, $120, all of you animal lovers, and particularly people who have rescued cats and dogs from shelters, you'll love this book. It's a lovely story. Here's to shelter dogs this hour. Post your pictures on our Facebook page, The Kathleen Dunn Show. Look at KP's dog, Lucky, sweetheart dog. And that's that. 120. Oh, you know, it's not that, because I got to tell you how to do all of that. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yeah, that's right. We're still looking for another 30 or so pledgers. So we do need you to go help us meet our goal. 888-202-2552 or go online and pledge there, WPR.org. You can pick up Dale's book, which is a great gift as well for
it is.
Grandkids.
Right.
Maybe you want to instill your love of dogs into your next generation.
It's a lovely story. It's very nicely written, and children's books are great, too. So I know you've been enjoying this conversation, all of you animal lovers. Take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours possible. We're not done with our dog stories. Choose a gift that works for you. Make your pledge, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't be mistaken. You don't have to pledge $120 this hour.
No.
Well, you know, you can decide the amount that's right for you, because every pledge really does matter, and every pledge helps pay for this program and all of the great programs you have here on WPR. So you can ask for The Painted Pilgrim by Dale Ryan for $120 or more at WPR.org, or you can make a pledge of any amount, 888-202-2552.
Yeah, your gift might be $10 or $20 a month. Whatever you choose is really a fine amount, and we thank you for it.
And you can also connect with Wisconsin Public Radio for information and great conversations, and consider becoming a 9XM leadership group. You can join that group with a gift of $100 or more a month. And that is really critical in supporting that connection for you and for others across the state. And you can help keep us strong here at WPR. Pledge now, $100 or more for a leadership gift, $100 a month, and that's WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
It's really important to support what you love in all aspects of life. And if you love this network, and I know many of you do, then you need to support it. And it'll make a it will make a difference to us. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio gives you programs that inform and inspire you. And we need you to inform and inspire us with your pledge amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you, Mr. KP. Go to our Facebook page, see KP and Lucky and the rescue dogs pictures that I understand people are starting to post. Post them. We'd love to see them. Thanks to KP for producing this hour, and thanks to Katie Madsen for her help, and Lisa Nalbandian and Scotty Myers, and thanks to you for your pledges. Thanks so much.